When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick. At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into the program. Welcome into another day here. Another warm and muggy day, and probably the warmest one yet. But we'll see if we can turn the tide coming up. The heat advisory ends tomorrow at 8 p.m., I believe. So hopefully, things take a little bit of a better turn. Thursday, it's supposed to rain in the morning, but it'd be nice if the temperatures were comfortable and the humidity was comfortable for 50s night coming up on Thursday night. We're going to have Scott Pemberton in with us later to talk with us about what to expect from this year's 50s night. And of course, here on WBSM, we will have our 50s night broadcast. All 50s music starting at 3 p.m. all the way until midnight. And it's going to be the songs that you expect to hear, and then some ones that you might have forgot about. And it's going to be streaming on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, as well as being broadcast on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. So no matter where you are during 50s night, if you are home or at the office, to start things off, you can listen. When you're driving down to downtown New Bedford for 50s night, you can listen. When you're walking around downtown, you can have it in your pocket on the WBSM app and listen. And then on your way home, we've got you covered all the way up until midnight. Those last 2 hours are the backseat music for after the kids go to bed. All the slow songs for cuddling up on the couch, or if you want, in the backseat of your car. Kids, if mom and dad are not downstairs when you sneak down after bedtime, don't worry. They're in the car. They're in the back seat. Don't go looking in the car. But there's a lot that we can discuss this morning at 508-996-0500. Of course, last night was the first night of the Republican National Convention. Ahead of that, yesterday, it was announced that Donald Trump has picked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be the vice presidential candidate. The two have an interesting history. Vance had some negative things to say about Donald Trump in the past, but then Trump endorsed him in his 2022 Senate race. And then they had a full slate of speakers last night. Trump made an appearance, bandaged on his ear. I didn't see any updates of what exactly the damage was to his ear. I don't know if he had to have stitches or not. But you could see, like, the bandage was kind of awkwardly placed because the wounds were kind of in an awkward position. But the convention will continue tonight, tomorrow. It's also the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. I guess I didn't see it, but I guess the person who sang the national anthem before the Home Run Derby last night was not very good. As one of my Facebook friends described it, it reminds me of when I used to listen to things on a cassette tape in the 80s, and the cassette tape would start to get chewed up by the tape player. I think we all remember that. That was like the worst feeling, when you could hear the machine chewing up your tape. No! And then if you were lucky, you could pull the tape out and be able to wind it back in with a pencil. And most of the time when you did that, it didn't play right again during in that little spot that had come out. You know, it was kind of maybe muffled or muted. But then there were the other times when you couldn't save the tape. And the only way to get it out was to break the tape. The actual film tape. Cassettes were not without their flaws. But anyway, there's also some local stories that we can discuss. The Bristol County Sheriff Paul Hero put out a media release yesterday, and you can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We have in that story, linked in that story, the full report that was done as an inspection of the Ash Street Jail. Apparently, they have to have an occupancy permit to utilize the jail, and it's part of, you know, the annual process. And in order to get that occupancy permit, the building had to undergo an inspection because there were some bricks that were falling on the front of the on the facade of the building, on the exterior of the building. So they looked into this, and to repair what's wrong, if I remember right, the number was $700,000 to repair, just to give it a spot repair, and then $3.8 million to do the work that it actually needs to be shored up and to eliminate the problem of these cracking bricks. $3.8 million. To repair the Ash Street Jail and just the exterior. That's not even anything to do with the inside, with the actual housing of inmates, of detainees, of people who are being held there awaiting arraignment or people who are being held there for a longer period of time. $3.8 million. And so Sheriff Ferreau said, as I've been saying, this is just wasted money when we can consolidate everything in Dartmouth at the House of Correction. So he sent a letter off to the local lawmakers saying, you know, I need your support here in shutting down this facility and moving everything to Dartmouth. And moving things to Dartmouth is going to cost some money too. But it seems like in the long run, that will be a wash because then the building, the Ash Street building, can be sold. And who knows what that process will be. That might be because it's owned by the county, which therefore I guess the state is in charge of it. So that could be that they put it on the market and pocket the $2 to $5 million that Sheriff Ferreau said it's expected to fetch. It could also mean that it goes into one of those deals like the New Bedford Armory, where the state sold that armory to the city for $10. And then the city dealt with trying to find somebody that wants to come in. And that's causing some controversy now, too, because apparently they want to demolish, the city wants to demolish some of the buildings of the armory in order to make it more attractive for developers. And there are people who are trying to stand in opposition of that. But the Ash Street building, I don't, as historic as it may be, I don't know that that building would stick around if that property was sold. If it needs $3.8 million in exterior brickwork just to be safe, I can't imagine somebody paying, you know, $5 million for the property and then dumping another $4 million into just fixing the exterior and then retrofitting the interior to be apartments or whatever they would do with it. So I think once the Bristol County Sheriff's Office is out of that building is not long for this world. So the report is in the story for you to read in its entirety. But the idea is that they would take an unused kitchen at the Dartmouth House of Correction and they would convert that into the area where they would hold regional lockup detainees. So basically, when someone is arrested in Bristol County and even beyond, because we know that they brought prisoners from other places to Ash Street. When a person is arrested and they're awaiting arraignment, they can bring them to Ash Street to have them held. Local police stations don't have jail cells within them, holding cells within them, so they send them to Ash Street. And so Sheriff Harrell wants to move that function out of Ash Street into this unused kitchen in Dartmouth and then also take an unused housing area and utilize that for the, I think it was 80 or so inmates from Ash Street Jail who are not, you know, regional lockup detainees, people who are doing some time there. And the idea was that this will eliminate the money they're spending on that building every year, which is about $700,000 in utilities, he said. It would eliminate that cost, and it will bring all of the personnel to the Dartmouth campus, which will allow for more services and a higher guard-to-prisoner ratio. So it will increase safety as well. So I don't see the downside of this plan. You know, I know that former Sheriff Tom Hodgson has spoken before about Ash Street being a deterrent. That having people have to spend time in there would make them think twice about getting in trouble again. And I'm sure there's something to be said for that, to have a brutalistic, outdated facility like that. People will say, oh, I would do anything to not go back there. But at what cost? Is that worth $3.8 million in repairs in addition to the millions of dollars it takes every year to keep that facility going? So I don't, if the numbers all work out and the space all works out, I don't see the issue with moving everything to Dartmouth. Especially since Ash Street takes up a large footprint in that area of the city that could be better utilized for housing. When we have a need for more housing. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm sure that, you know, the next time Sheriff Hero is in with Chris, they can talk more about it. We also had I'm just trying to bring up the story. Hold on here. I try not to have too many tabs open at one time on my computer because then it starts to slow everything down. But we also had another shooting at Monty's Park. Technically less than a week after six people were shot there. We had another three people shot there on Sunday night. Around 9 p.m., patrol units from the New Bedford Police Department responded to a shooting call at Monty's Park. And upon arrival, learned three adult men had sustained injuries that were not life-threatening and were taken to St. Luke's for treatment. We don't have any more details than that, except that now this is nine people shot in that same spot in really less than a week by a couple of hours. So, first of all, what's going on there? You know, we heard statements from Mayor Mitchell and from City Councilor at Large Brian Gomes last week about the zero tolerance stance they have on this, about how they're not going to allow for any retaliation. And here we have another situation where people are shot there. And again, I don't want to put things together if they're not supposed to be put together. The police did not comment on whether or not these two incidents are linked, or if they're linked to the fights that happened there last weekend. But it's certainly a rational thing to question if they're not all connected. So hopefully we'll get some more answers on that soon. Hopefully there'll be some arrests soon. As far as I know, there's been no arrests even in last week's shooting. So we will let you know as soon as we know more about that. But what we have right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app are all the details that we have. And then coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about another horrible, heinous story that you can read on the website and on the app, but you can also go to our Facebook page and comment on it. Apparently, and so I got off the air yesterday. I was talking with Chris in the studio a little bit. Went into my office, put my computer down, met up with Phil Devitt in the newsroom. We were talking about some things. And then I went back to my desk and sat down. I had a message from someone who said, I just had to scrape a dead kitten off South Main Street in Acushnet. Because apparently someone was driving down the road throwing kittens out the window of their SUV, had hit a couple of them, but just kept going. It's one of the worst stories I've ever heard in my life. And this person said that the animal control officer had been contacted, and the animal control officer was like, I mean, it happens. We don't know what we can do about it. Unless, you know, somebody got it on film or something. Well, I reached out to the Acushnet police, asked them about it. They were unaware of it, so they reached out to animal control and started looking into it. And an officer spoke to the person who witnessed it. And so now they're looking for the public's help with any information in this. So you can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But we'll talk about it coming up, and it'll be a tough thing to discuss because it's such a horrible thing to do. But hopefully we can find out who this person was. Maybe it's just a big misunderstanding. Maybe these cats were in the road and this person was trying to pick them up and save them, but that's not what the person who witnessed it said. They didn't see them actually throwing them out the window, but it didn't seem like they were too upset about running them over either. 508-996-0500. Right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, and we will be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up at 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump makes his first public appearance since the attempt on his life. The FBI completes its search of the shooter's home and a version of the national anthem that's tough to listen to.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump has made his first public appearance since Saturday's assassination attempt. He arrived at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee Monday night, introduced by singer and friend Lee Greenwood, and greeted by a cheering crowd. A bandage over his right ear where he was shot could be seen as he waved to the crowd. Trump appeared in a family box inside the arena alongside his running mate, also announced yesterday, J.D. Vance. Day two of the Republican National Convention will focus on immigration and crime. The theme in Milwaukee today will be Make America Safe Again, with speakers on deck to talk about supporting law enforcement and securing the southern border. Former U.N. ambassador turned one-time Trump challenger Nikki Haley is scheduled to speak on the importance of party unity. The FBI, meanwhile, says its search of the Bethel Park, Pennsylvania home of Thomas Crooks is complete. Michael Kastner reports.
The Bureau finished their search on Monday after combing through the residence where the 20-year-old who shot former President Donald Trump and three others at a rally on Saturday lived. Agents reportedly found a number of suspicious devices inside the home shared by Crooks and his family. The Secret Service fatally shot Crooks within seconds of his opening fire on the former president, whose ear was grazed by a bullet. Of the three others, one was killed and two others rushed to the hospital in critical condition. I'm Michael Kastner.
President Biden is being pressed to explain how he can, quote, turn down the heat in political discourse. In an interview with NBC News, Lester Holt asked Biden several times how he could contribute to toning down the rhetoric. Biden pivoted to former President Trump, saying he doesn't engage in that kind of language while listing a number of times he thinks Trump did. Cleanup crews will be busy this morning after multiple tornadoes and severe storms swept through the Chicago area. The National Weather Service reported several tornadoes touched down last night, including in the far western suburbs. Tornadoes were reported at both O'Hare and Midway airports. The Uvalde, Texas School District and Uvalde County Sheriff's Office have 20 days to release records about the police response to the 2022 school shooting there. That's according to a judge's ruling on Monday. In the interests of transparency, a group of media outlets wants access to police body cam footage, emails, 911 calls, and other communications related to the shooting and its investigation. Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy. This comes after the airline came under fire last week for a social media post seeming to defend an outraged commenter on seeing flight attendants wearing Palestinian flag pins. Delta apologized for the post and will now ban its employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality except the United States. And country singer Ingrid Andress getting a lot of flack this morning for her performance of the national anthem last night in Arlington, Texas. The off-key performance was ahead of the 2024 Home Run Derby during MLB All-Star Week. Andress quickly started trending on social media, with many people calling it the worst national anthem performance in American history. And some folks even said it was worse than Roseanne Barr's infamous 1990 singing of the Star-Spangled Banner at the San Diego Padres and Cincinnati Reds game.
WBSM Sports.
And speaking of All-Stars, Teoscar Hernandez is the 2024 MLB Home Run Derby champion. The Dodgers slugger crushed 14 homers to defeat Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. in a final round from Arlington. MLB All-Star game is tonight at 8, and the Red Sox are back in business on Friday with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now your forecast brought to you by Sea Streak. We're looking at another hot day on the South Coast with a heat advisory in place through Wednesday night. Feel like temperatures in the mid to high 90s, with today expected to be the peak of the hot air that we'll feel. Look out for a late afternoon or evening thunderstorm as a possibility, a potential torrential downpour. And since the risk of heat-related illness is high, even greater for the elderly and children, you're advised to seek air-conditioned relief. Stay hydrated and don't forget your pets. Cooling centers remain open in New Bedford at the libraries and at all YMCA South Coast locations. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by Sea Streak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with Sea Streak. Visit seastreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And that, of course, is Devil Inside by NXS. And whoever was tossing kittens from a moving vehicle yesterday and running them over must have a bit of the devil inside of them, because what a horrible thing. And I'd like to think that, you know, someone was mistaken in this. That maybe you thought you saw something that you didn't see. But, I trust my friend who said she actually went and removed one of those dead kittens from the roadway. So something was going on. And the police are looking for any information that you may have. If you know anything about it, contact Acushnet Police. But what kind of monster can do that? What kind of monster can say, I'm going to take these adorable little kittens and just toss them out the car window, and they get run over. I've never understood people that can abuse animals. If I had, you know, my dog was always underfoot. You couldn't get up and, you know, use the bathroom without her following you in. She had abandonment issues when we got her. And she just was always right next to you no matter where you went. And there have been times that, you know, turn around, didn't realize she was there, trip over her, step on her foot, whatever. And she'd let out a yelp. More because she was surprised than anything. And then I would spend like the next 3 days trying to make it up to her. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? Meanwhile, like, she'd totally forgotten about it, didn't care, but, you know, it hurt me. And I don't know how anybody can not feel that way about a dog, a cat, or really any other animal. Like, do I like to eat meat? Yes. Would I like to go get my own meat? No. I don't even like fishing. And I usually let the fish go. I mean, I also like fish, so if it's something good and worth eating, I'm going to take it home. But I don't even like to cook lobsters, because I don't like throwing them in the boiling water. I'll eat them already cooked, thank you. So I don't understand how somebody does something like this. that they take kittens and somehow eject them from the vehicle in a busy roadway. This was 7 a.m. on South Main Street in Acushnet. That's a very populated road. And it was the stretch of South Main Street between PJ Keating and Century House. So there's a lot of trucks that are going down that area, especially that time of day. This person knew what they were doing. This was calculated. And even worse, since a few of them were struck by this vehicle, apparently, the witness saw this vehicle strike more than one kitten. Was the person throwing them out and then aiming for them? And I thought it was interesting, the spot that it picked, the spot that this person picked, because not only is it a place with a lot of trucks that come through, but I doubt there's a lot of cameras. However, they know it was a black SUV. And if there weren't cameras in that area, there were probably cameras a little bit further up South Main Street. There might have been some on the exterior of Century House. I don't know. There might have been some on some of the other businesses a little bit further up the road. Apparently, this vehicle was headed south, but it probably traveled through the more populated area of South Main Street. So if you have a business over there that has a camera that might have been recording around that time, reach out to police. You might have footage that they need. 508-996-0500. Good morning, Lamone. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing?
I'm breathing, living and loving. So, all right, let me tell you about this dream I had about you. Okay, I went out there. So I guess, you know, you were like, okay, I'm going to go dance. So I was okay. I flew out there, and you picked me up at the airport, and you said we got to go by and see. Skitten. And then so it's okay. We were going by, and then all of a sudden I heard it say, "Lamone." It just sounded like it was Inga Swenson, you know, from Benson. Hello, Lamone. She was talking like that, and I was like, "Oh my God, that doesn't look like her." But it was her talking, you know, Inga Swenson. And do you remember where she, you know, from Benton, but do you remember where she first became famous from?
I don't.
I'm sure glad you asked me. Well, she was the Cartwright's mom. Then she was, you know, little Joe Cartwright and Ben and stuff like that. She was the Cartwright's mom, and she died when they just after little Joe was born. From the, you know, the Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so a lot of people know that. So I could go back, you know, I go back if I need to. So, but it was like really funny. She, I heard it say, "Hello," and she was talking like that. You know, like, I was like, okay, it was funny. And so now I know you're really sad about how you're the person that helped style your outfits and stuff. Your wardrobe. You said, you know, you were inspired by Richard Simmons. He has all the sparkly and silky things like that. I was like, oh! I was like, so.
Yes, I wear tank tops and striped shorts every day.
Do you still bedazzle your own clothes sometimes once in a while?
You know what's funny is I saw a Facebook post from somebody who ran into him, like, out in public. He was in a car next to them at, like, a red light. And apparently he dressed like that all the time.
All the time. All the time. And I remember seeing him and his mom out here in Las Vegas. I want to say like 81, something like that, way back then. And it was like, you know, he seemed to be a nice dude. You know, it's like, you know, I can't. You know, one thing, if you look at him, there was a big resemblance of him and like Leo Sayre. Remember Leo Sayre? You know, when I need the love, that singer, they look so much alike. And Billy Crystal, too, had that hair like that back then. All three of them. Oh, guess there's like a soap again, you know, on time. So, you remember how Leo Sayre looked, right?
Yeah, I wonder now, too, speaking of people that kind of look alike, I wonder now if Pauly Shore will get to make his biopic about Richard Simmons like he wanted to, but Richard Simmons, I guess, was against it.
Yeah, because, you know, they would put some stuff there that he wasn't too happy about in it. And it's like, and that's, you know, one thing bad about that, Richard Simmons' mother still alive just recently?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to say at least 2020. Remember they were looking for him saying he was missing, that he might be dead? I remember like 2018 or 2020. I think it was 2018 before COVID. They said his mom, they talked about him, let's go see his mom. His mom said he's all right. So that's something, you know, think about, you know. And plus, okay, now when you saw the...
I got about 30 seconds before I got to go to a break.
All right, when you saw the attempt on Trump, it looks like he hit himself in the ear. Because, like, what kind of bullet that's going to hit the ear and just make that bleed and nothing else? Because it looked like he had something like those capsules slapped it on his ear. You see, notice how he did that?
I think it's more that the bullet whizzed by his ear and just kind of nicked his ear.
And I tell you, what kind of person, he had 8 shots, whatever, he didn't hit him with that one ear. Come on. You know, I guess Trump must have a golden horseshoe up his butt. Because, like I said, you know, because that's the reason why he didn't. There might be the reason why he'll be elected, you know.
Well, they were saying that the shooter tried to make his school's shooting team, and that he wasn't good enough to make the school shooting team. So, I guess that kind of explains why, you know, he was a terrible shot, and, you know, thank God he was.
And he's wearing leotards and stuff on the roof, trying to shoot people. What's up with that? Like I said, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I just think that's kind of crazy. But I tell you right now, I could have probably done a lot better with a slingshot. You know.
Right. Well, let's not talk about you shooting at the president.
Oh, that's, I'm not talking about shooting at anybody.
That's
nobody.
We don't want the Secret Service showing up at your house.
I've done too much bodyguarding work. Like I said, when he went to England, he got hit in the face with a pie after I had him for the whole weekend. And that Saturday, he got hit in the face with a pie. Like I said, a cream pie. I would have taken the pie for him. You know what I mean? But like I said, you know, I'll take
a pie in the face for anybody.
That's right, for sure. As long as I like pecan pie, nothing hard. You know, lock a tooth out or something like that, or put, give you a blacker eye. You know, that's a blacker eye.
All right, I got to hold you there, Lamont. I got to go to a break. You have a great day. Try to stay cool out there.
Oh yeah. Oh, you didn't see the. Oh, we had rain Saturday. It was like thunder and lightning. It was wonderful. Like I said, yeah.
The way you love me is frightening.
I hope everybody out there in the New Bedford area has a beautiful rest of your week. And I guess your weather isn't that bad right long now, hopefully.
No, we're hot and humid today, but it should break tomorrow night, so.
Well, let's hope so. Maybe that'll be the time I'm flying in. I'll be
all right.
My broom.
I'll keep an eye out for you at the airport. I'll sit and wait. All right, have a good day.
My Swiffer.
All right, I got to hold you there, Lamont. I got to go to this break. We will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We will take more of your calls as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I mentioned earlier the Ash Street Jail, the plan that Sheriff Arrow has to close that facility down and to move all of those inmates and services over to the Dartmouth House of Correction campus. Someone sent in an app chat message and asked, where is that report? And it is linked up in that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So if you scroll down and you click, you'll see read more, and it'll say that, you know, there's the report for you to check out. And you can see photos of the damage. There's some photos in the story of the damage, but there's more photos inside that report. Just some of them were too big to kind of shrink down and put into the story. So you'd much rather click on the report and see them in greater detail. But just imagine that. Imagine, you know, walking by that jail and a brick falls down and hits you in the head. That's what happened in Boston yesterday. There's a high-rise near TD Garden that a window fell out of it and came crashing down. And thankfully, nobody was underneath it when it happened. But this has happened a few times. I remember talking about a similar story recently where it was a store in Boston that had a second floor glass window that fell down onto the street. So I don't know what they're doing over there with construction. I don't know if it's something to do with the weather. You know, does the heat cause an expansion and the glass slides out? Who knows? But that's got to be a scary thing if you're walking down the street and it just missed you. Whether it fell in front of you a few feet ahead or behind you as you just walked through that area. But thankfully, nobody was injured in yesterday's falling window. Which is interesting because that's an area where there's always people walking around. You know, imagine if it had gone on when there was an event happening at TD Garden and the streets would have been packed with people. 508-996-0500. Going to take my last break of this hour and be right back. Which you're listening to the radio right now and you're hearing a song. Wow, how meta. But yes, speaking of listening to music, of course, all this week we are giving away tickets to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas at Fenway Park coming up on Wednesday, August 7th. And it's one of the hottest tickets of the summer and we have tickets to give away. You just have to go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app to enter. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and the proud sponsor of all of Tim's tickets this summer and fall. But not only are we giving away Green Day this week, but I've got some big news for next week. We've got more Doobie Brothers tickets to give away. It was so popular, we asked for more, and they gave us more. So we're going to be giving away more Doobies next week. Doobie Brothers tickets. Let me specify that before.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.